This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm Capriato here, the Aftermarket Podcast Pioneer, bringing you the final episode in our seven-part EOS, the Entrepreneurial Operating System series with Barry Barrett, great friend and a certified EOS implementer. You know, it's time to put everything together that we have learned in the previous episodes on EOS. No business is too big or too small to put this system in action. Everyone has a lot to get done every day, and especially business owners. But are you getting the right things done every day? How should your weekly meetings be structured? Take the questions out of the equation in your business by following Barry's simple and direct processes. EOS can grow your profitability by 20 to 25%. What are you waiting for? Enjoy the entire seven-part series. Thanks to our partners Apex and Shopware for sponsoring this episode. You know, the chance to nominate your favorite shop owner, service advisor, and technician of the year has arrived. Now, don't miss this opportunity as an independent service aftermarket leader. These annual Apex Awards recognize those who truly go above and beyond to keep vehicles on the road. For details, go to aapexshow.com/service awards. Nominations are due Wednesday, September 1st, and I know you know someone worthy. Hey, let's face it, technicians are your inventory of time, and it's the only inventory that expires every minute of every day. Maximize sales and speed to get the cars moving through your business faster. Learn more at getshopware.com. Hey, if you missed the previous episodes with Barry Barrett on the EOS system, head to my website, remarkableresults.biz, to binge and catch up. So, we did part one, which I think was an overview, right?
Mm-hmm.
Part two was vision, three was people, four was data, five was issues, part six is process. And if you're just getting on board and saying, what the hell's all that? Trust me, you're in for a treat if you, you know, just call up Barry, listen to all these. But the crowning jewel, as Barry has told me, is what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about traction. What's traction, Barry?
Traction is the bringing it all together. And so when you have the meetings and you have accountability, you know, traction has two tools and disciplines to it. One is called the meeting pulse, and one is called rocks. And if you, there's an old adage about the rocks. You put the rocks in first, you know, the big rocks, and then you put the pebbles, and then the sand, and then the water in, and then you have a full glass jar. But if you try to put the water in first and you put the try to put the sand in, it's going to overflow and everything going to go. At the end of the day, the big rocks don't go in. So the biggest problem that most people have is not that they don't get a lot done every day, is they don't get the right things done every day. And so when you are, if you think about the quadrant of productivity, there's the urgent and important, the urgent and not important, the not urgent, important, you know, the four quadrants, the not important, not urgent. Most people spend 98% of their time in the urgent, important, because they don't do enough not urgent, important work. So not urgent, important work. Well, those are the meetings that we have. Most meetings are ineffective. The reason we call one of our meetings the L10 meeting, the level 10 meeting, it's based on the premise that on a scale to 1 to 10, 1 being we have the worst meetings possible, 10 is we have the best meetings possible. On a scale to 1 to 10, how effective are your meetings? And most people say they are at a 4, 5, or a 6 when they start EOS, and they learn what a level 10 meeting is, and they start doing the level 10 meeting. And then they go back and they say, you know, remember when we said we were a 5, 6, or a 7? Now that we actually know how to run a meeting effectively, we were a 1 or a 2. It's funny that your perception, and a lot of my clients, they do the assessment on the, in the beginning of the book, and they assess their business at a 56. I had it last week with a client. He said the first time I did the assessment, I rated myself at a 75. He goes, and then we went through EOS, and now I'm rating myself at a 50. he goes, so effectively I got worse because I'm doing EOS. And he said, that's just a joke. Effectively, I understand what it's supposed to be. And I had a lot of blind spots and I was in a lot of denial on how good we were. And we're not talking about a small company. We're talking about a company that was doing $40 million a year. They were doing pretty well. And he said he was really, if you look back, now that he understands EOS, he was at about a 35% effectiveness, succeeding despite himself.
So it was kind of a humble drag down. I mean, started to realize that I'm really not as good as I should be because I don't have these disciplines in play.
Yeah, if you've been around me long enough, I say in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. The good news is that most people, they can't see. Most of us, if we just merely become one-eyed men, we're king or queen.
I get it. I have a question. We're doing an L10 meeting. We're all done with it. Do we rate it?
100%. At the end of every single meeting, we rate it 1 to 10.
And that's the deal. And if you get a bunch of eights, you realize you may have missed the mark.
8, 9, or 10 are pretty good, actually.
Okay. Like, okay.
For me, if the EOS pure is, if it's 7 or below, you actually tell why it was a 7. And so there's a few ground rules. It starts on time. It ends on time. Because, you know, most meetings don't start on time, right? It starts on time. It ends on time. It's the same place. It's the same agenda every week. That's really what makes it a level 10, is it's consistent and persistent.
Do I bring my issues?
The issues are at the root of it. So there's the agenda. You start with a segue, which is good news personal, good news professional. We'll get real granular here. That's 5 minutes, not 5 minutes per leader, 5 minutes total. You get to say good news personal, good news professional. It changes you from a mindset of working in your business to on your business. That's the psychological move there. You start to get to know your cohorts, like the people who are with you every week. And then we spend 5 minutes reviewing numbers, the scorecard we would call it. And we're saying on track or off track. We do not discuss numbers at this moment. We're just saying they're on track or they're off track. If they're off track, we drop them down, which means they get dropped down to the issues list. Because missing measurables and not discussing it and figuring out why you're missing measurables is merely monitoring neglect. We do not monitor neglect. By definition, the most important thing in your business are your measurables. If you're missing your measurables, you have an issue. So we drop them down. Then we review 5 minutes, rock review. You know, the rocks are big things that we're trying to accomplish this quarter, that no matter if anything doesn't get done, the rocks get complete. So we just say on track or off track, no discussing. If you need to discuss a rock, you drop it down to the issues list.
Now, does the owner of that rock, are they the one who's saying on track or off track?
Yep. The owner of the measurable says it. The owner of the rock says it.
Okay. And there could be two different people?
One person can own a rock. One person can own a measurable. Because when multiple people own something, no one owns it. It's the old finger pointing, right? It was him.
So if I own the rock, I also own the measurable?
Well, those are two different things. There's measurables and there's rocks.
I'm sorry. Okay. But a rock could have a measurable component.
It has to. So a rock has to be specific. It has to be measurable. It has to be attainable, relevant, time-bound, smart, right? But measurables are the scorecard, the 13-week at a glance, so you know if we're on track or off track. So those are two different things. And then so now we move to people headlines. Customer and employee, good and bad. The good news for customers, the bad news customers, good news employees, bad news employees. And there's 5 minutes for that. If it's deeper than 5 minutes for someone, you have to drop it down and we'll discuss it when the time comes. This is a disciplined approach to running a meeting.
Just wrote down the word communication. which seems to be so lacking in business today, and sometimes even in families. I know some guys in the industry that I'm involved in some meetings, and they come late to a meeting, and they say, just came out of my L10. And they seem to be excited about it and happy that they're doing it. And all that you just explained to me, it seems the communications that people get a sense of where the business is heading and who owns what, that there's nothing that this business can't accomplish.
It's exactly right. You know, there's a lot of finger pointing in business and blame game. This is never a blame game. So the next thing that we do is we look at the to-dos. So we spend 5 minutes reading what we decided were the to-dos from last week. And whoever owned the to-do says done or not done. No discussing. Those should fall off. 90% of those should fall off every week. And so in the beginning, 20 to 30% fall off. And so if you think about it, we just spent 25 minutes. Talk about communication. We spent 25 minutes getting an absolute update of every single thing going on in our business. If you think about it, we spent 5 minutes learning about Good News Personal and Professional, what's going on in the lives of our leaders. We spent 5 minutes understanding whether our numbers, our measurables were getting hit on track, off track. We spent 5 minutes reviewing whether the big things are getting done in our business. We spent 5 minutes update on how happy our customers' employees are. We spent 5 minutes making sure the most important things this week got done. We spent 25 minutes of pure productivity learning about our business and making sure that stuff was getting done and people were happy. I don't know any business. Most businesses don't spend 25 minutes a quarter figuring that out. And we do it every single week like clockwork. And then we spend 60 minutes identifying, discussing, and solving the issues in our company, creating to-dos for next week's accountability. And then after that 60 minutes, we review the to-dos, making sure everybody knows what we agreed their to-dos were, and they give an audible, got it. So they acknowledge that, yes, they do got that, and they're going to do it. And then we say cascading messages. Who needs to know about our decisions today? When do they need to know? And what do they need to know? Cascading messages, communication at the nth degree, so that they can go into their departmental level 10 meetings and cascade this out. Then we rate the meeting 1 to 10. 10 is we got everything done. Man, it started on time. It ended on time. It was the same place. It was the same agenda. We solved issues, created to-dos, got to-dos from last week done. Our numbers are on track. Our rocks are on track. We're all happy. Everybody's winning. That is what, this is the glue to EOS. This is the glue that makes businesses grow 20 to 25% a year profitably on average. Most people don't get this, and then they just struggle, and it's so simple that even I can do it.
I just wrote down leadership team. I mean, you can't do this without that.
No. No, why would you want to?
If I have a small company, 5-6 people, can I still do this?
I know companies that do EOS with one person. They're the only person who works for their company, and they run their company on EOS. And then they grow it to 2, and then they grow it to 3. Like, you can do this with any amount. But yeah, the perfect leadership team is 3 to 7. And our target market is 10 employees to 250 employees. But I've got a company with 1,000 employees, and I've got a company with 6 employees. I got a company that does 900,000, and I got a company that does 800 million.
The bookends are pretty wide. My point is, someone's listening to this. I don't want you to walk away, not listen to these episodes, turn this thing off, because this works, and it can work for any size business. That's my point. The gray areas, you say you did it or you didn't. so many of us want to say, well, I'm this close. You did it or you didn't.
Is it done or not done? Is it 100%? 98% is not done.
So you go around the room and everybody, you know, talks about did they or didn't they? And you get a lot of no's. What happens in an environment like that?
Well, you get embarrassed and next week you get it done. In the beginning, people only get their 20 to 30% of their to-dos done. Well, by the time I come back for the third time, you see this 100% done. You get 90 to 100, like people automatically, because it's peer pressure. Am I going to be the bonehead that shows up and didn't get their to-dos done? I'm not going to be that guy. I'm not going to show up week after week with a not done. And then I say, if everybody's getting it done but you, we are looking at you and saying, hey, man, we're doing our heavy lifting. Do you want and have the capacity to do your job? We're not trying to attack you, but if you don't get your job done, you can't be here. I don't care if you own the company. If you run on EOS, it doesn't matter if you own the company. You're either here to do what you're supposed to do or you're not. And so in the beginning, almost no one gets their to-dos done. But by the sixth or seventh week, people start getting it done because peer pressure is a fantastic thing as long as it's not drinking and drugs.
Thanks for saying that. I was about ready to ask you, how long does it take to really get into the groove? So you basically said maybe 5-6 weeks?
Yeah. In the beginning, people will fight the level 10 meeting. And then once that starts working, they fight for it.
When are they held usually? I mean, it depends on the business. If it's a small business, you're holding it before work or probably or after work?
Maybe. I think that in the beginning, most people will hold it before work or after work. But when they start realizing that they're not that necessary to their business, they start holding it during work.
It works, like you say.
The reason most people don't want to do their meetings during working hours is because they think they're too important, and that's why they can't get what they want from their business, because they think they're too important.
Hey, Carm here, and coming up, Barry lists important books to read to get started with EOS and how an EOS implementer works inside your business. With registration now open for Apex 2021 in Las Vegas, you can already feel the excitement building for this year's homecoming. Hey, I can't wait to reconnect with all of you in person and share stories of our time apart, both personal and professional. And I also can't wait to sit in on the technical and business management training specifically for you, the service professional. Now, with more than 20 sessions, you'll hear from the best of the best, including John Thornton, who will lead a session on fuel trim diagnostics, and Bob Ward, who will share business sales strategies and design. Make sure to also experience the new Repair Shop HQ and Joe's Garage. It's designed with you in mind. And also, visit the show floor to see many new products and emerging technologies. Keep in mind the dates, November 2nd through the 4th, 2021. Be there. Hope to see you. Register now at aapexshow.com. I want to let you in on a little secret. Investing in a cloud-based shop management system could be the smartest purchase you make in 2021. Manual processes can really add up and cost your shop unnecessary time and money. Now, if you're writing out repair orders, you're wasting time. If you're chasing customers for approvals, you're wasting time. If you're manually calculating invoices or logging into multiple systems, you're wasting time. And if you're wasting time, well, then you're wasting money. Do me a favor, pull up Chrome, Safari, or whatever browser you use and type in getshopware.com. Click on the Book a Demo button in the upper right corner and check out Shopware's amazingly efficient software. Trust me, you won't regret it. Again, that's getshopware.com. Any really quick examples of a company before Traction and then after Traction?
Like specific companies, naming companies?
No, I don't want you to name companies, but examples of, you know, the company goes in, we do all five components, then we move into Traction, and, you know, some companies that have turned, you keep saying 20-30% growth, I mean, it's a number you can pick. Is there anything you could give us, any without naming names, where there were big rocks that were overturned?
I've got a company that started out, they started out at $600,000, and it's not an automotive repair company, right? $600,000, they had, I think, a total of five people in the whole company. We started out with three people in the leadership team. Within 1 year, they did all just under $1 million. And they didn't have a technician over the age of 28. So they implemented traction, never been in a 20 group either. None of that. But just did traction, did it pretty well as you can in 1 year, and grew 30 some percent with no technicians in there that are over 28 years old. Started a, their, one of their rocks was to have a automotive repair university where they grew their own technicians internally. So that's how they produce so much. And they got buy-in from their employees, their technicians, because they were the people helping them with their rock of building the university. And it turns out that people, when you ask them to participate, they're more engaged and feel more fulfilled because they've helped you. And none of them asked for a pay raise, but they got one because they became more productive. So that's one example. And this year, they're going to do well over their second year. They're going to do well over 1.2 with still no technicians. I don't even think they'll hire technicians that are over 30 because they're just out to pasture at that point. I don't know. That's a joke.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know. It has to be.
People say this. They say that the number one problem in the facing automotive world today is a lack of qualified technicians. And I say, well, that's a symptom of the problem. The number one problem in the automotive world today, listen for it, folks, is a lack of training programs, internal training programs of automotive repair shops. Are you kidding me? It's not a lack of technicians. It's a lack of training and creating rocks around that training to get what you want from your business. You're either going to get sucked into that lie, or you're going to be crushed because of that lie. Make the choice.
Totally agree.
And it's this traction piece that makes it happen.
I released an episode recently. I'm not sure when this is going to come out, this episode with you and I, but Kareem Morsley, he made this really huge, bold commitment to an internal training program. Please go out and listen to it if you're listening to this show, because it ties so well into what Barry just said. He was at his wit's end, can't find anybody, quote, competent people. You know, there's a shortage of competent people. There's not a shortage of technicians. And are you going to struggle for the rest of your life looking for competency, or are you going to build it?
100%. Capabilities, right?
Yeah. So it's an unbelievable episode. And I think what's going on, Barry, is I think we have struggled way too long, not only in that whole training piece in elevating ourselves and our own people, but I think we've called ourselves entrepreneurs forever, but we didn't really know what that meant. It would be like I went from, you know, working in my garage to working in the bay to working on the counter to now working in the office. I have no training, no qualifications for being finance and marketing and an HR person, but I'm an entrepreneur. And through osmosis, somehow, I'm supposed to know which finger to lift and what button to push. And I love, one thing I love about the OS entrepreneurial operating system is it is a strong, well-defined process. And I would love to find people, Barry, and you may know that you have read this and seen this, and you've worked with them and says, I can't do that. Has anyone ever said that to you?
No, it's the opposite, because we explained the L10, the level 10 meeting and rocks, but the meeting pulse is also the meetings that I come into. So what I do when I work with somebody is I do a 90-minute meeting, which explains what EOS is. We cover the four things, because everything in EOS is agenda driven. And in the 90-minute meeting, I tell them about us. I ask about them. They tell me about them. We go through the tools, and then we go through the process, and then we decide whether we want to go forward or not. And I've never had a company, whether it was automotive repair or any other company, go through it with me that couldn't. It's that they wouldn't, because it gets difficult. Most people have a problem with releasing control. The only people it doesn't work with are non-abundance-minded entrepreneurs. We need people who are abundance-minded, who are more afraid of the status quo than they are of change, and who will let go of the vine and trust people to lead who aren't themselves. Another company, that automotive repair company, they're third generation. They're actually transitioning into third generation. And they hit the ceiling because they didn't know how to transition to the third generation to take control. And this couple, they started doing it EOS. And their biggest problem, they wanted to retire. They wanted to go on vacation. They wanted to get away, but they couldn't. And it's one of my favorite stories, because within 60 days of doing EOS, this husband and wife booked 30-day vacation away, because they're like, oh, our people have it now. After years of not being able to do that, they said, we're just going to rent a house for 30 days. And they did. They went away. Now, my favorite story is when we went back and did their quarterly last month, and the husband says, yeah, I came in to rescue the day, but by the time I got there, they already had it. Now, he heard in his mind that they wanted his help, and they're like, we never said that. We were just updating you. We had it. And so he's like, they don't need me. Because they know how to run on EOS.
Barry, the ones who wouldn't, is it because they just don't even trust themselves to lead?
It's one word. You ready? Ego.
Damn. That's where I was going, and I wasn't sure how to pull that out of you, but thank you.
Oh, well, I just say things how they are. You know what I mean? Like, there's no time, and this is, I really learned this too in EOS. Like, there's no time to help protect people's feelings. I don't need to, like, and I'm just going to be straight with people. It's not an attack. It's just an issue. There's no big issues. There's no small issues. It's just an issue. And I really don't have time to put people back together that break down because they get straight answers from people. This is a feedback system. It is 1, 2, 3. But the biggest problem with people, including me, and if we're all honest, all of us, is ego. We want to be the man. We want to be the woman, you know. And it's like, and all ego is, turns out, it's just insecurity showing up as bravado. And so that's what we do. The people who won't do it, they just have a big ego, and they got to be, you know, the king or whatever. And I'm like, well, good luck with that. I'm going to go over here and work with somebody who's not dealing with that.
Can I repeat that definition of ego? Insecurity showing up as bravado. I love that. I've never quite heard it said like that. Are the people that have this insecurity showing up as bravado, they have too much ego, are they struggling a lot?
They struggle. They don't just struggle with business. They struggle in life. I am this person, right? Like, the young Barry struggled with this. This is why I'm so passionate about, like, busting that out, right? Because I used to be insecure and showed up as bravado. Don't let me point your fingers at anybody. You know, they struggle with life. They struggle with their parents. They struggle with their children. They struggle with their business partners. They struggle with their employees. They struggle because they all, you know, people who have ego, they show up and they just, they think they're right. They can't listen. And man, I've gotten to the point where I'm always trying to, like, be the dumbest guy in the room, because man, it just works.
Barry, on my website, since I have read many of these and since you and I have talked, I've got books up from Gina Wickman all about the EOS. It's called What the Heck is EOS? How to Be a Great Boss, Rocket Fuel, Get a Grip and Traction. And if we have finally converted some people with this 7-part series, if someone keeps saying, yeah, well, okay, how do I start? This is great. Maybe I contact Barry. But what books would you recommend of that list someone starts with?
If you're an entrepreneur and you want to do EOS, the first book is Traction. Like, and a lot of people say, well, reading is hard. I mean, I don't know. You know me, I read. If that book is hard for you, you could start with a book called Get a Grip, which is a fable. It's a story about a company going through EOS. And I'll promise you, you'll be able to see yourself in that story. And it's an easier digestible read for most people because it's a fable. It's a story. It's a fictional story about a company going through EOS with an implementer. But I will tell you, if you hire an implementer, whether it's me or another implementer, look, I'll be honest with you. I'm probably not going to go and travel state to state. But if you call me, I will introduce you to an implementer in your area that will do a 90-minute meeting with you. It's free. It's a session. It's not a sales presentation. It's a 90-minute session that you will get value from. And at the end of that meeting, they will tell you their fee. And then they'll say, if you want to work with me, this is my fee. If you don't, I'll help first. And if you do start to work with an implementer, the fee is completely guaranteed. Our guarantee to you is that if we do a focus day, which is the day one, and you don't get your value, you don't pay. I don't know anybody that does that.
That's a pretty bold offer.
There are no contracts. You do not sign an agreement. I don't have one client that has. I have never made someone sign a contract. I would never. I think contracts are for people who are afraid they'll lose a customer. And I say this, I'm going to serve you so well that you can't help but to continue to work with me.
Do you even have a confidentiality agreement?
No, I tell people that they should. I don't have one. Well, what do you want to know that I have? I'll give it to you for free. I believe that there's nothing new under the sun. And I believe that everything that you see, we just put together and they're ideas from other places. So I don't have a confidentiality agreement. I don't have a problem with other people that do.
Would the company you're going to work with that you're going to find out a lot about want a confidentiality agreement with you?
I've got people who have me sign a confidentiality agreement. That's what I'm fine with that.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Okay. You couldn't do what you do. I couldn't do what I do without a total bond of confidentiality between the people that I know. Because it's not always just what people hear on the podcast. My relationships throughout the industry and with people are so deep that there's always once the mic is turned off, there's always the other stuff to learn.
Say, trust is like the air you breathe. When it's there, no one really notices. But when it vanishes, everyone notices.
So Traction, Get a Grip. What the heck is EOS? Is that a potential book to start some? I know it's a short, quick read. Would that be beneficial or not?
That is for mainly employees. You know, most employees are not going to read Traction. Like, I have a hard enough time getting entrepreneurs to read it. But once they do, they're like, oh my God, I wish I'd have done this 20 years ago. And I'm like, well, read. But What the Heck is EOS is super short, super digestible, super easy. If you can't read What the Heck is EOS, like, I got nothing for you.
Barry, in the book, How to Be a Great Boss, is that for the leader of the company or for the team?
Anyone who has LMA in their five roles, anyone with a direct report needs to read Great Boss. Whether you're running on EOS or not, that is the playbook, in my opinion, to lead, manage, and hold people accountable.
Barry, thanks for a great update. I love your aside comments. They're always so good. We went through the level 10 meeting. What's your role?
My role in the meeting pulse, so that level 10 meeting is the companies, the leadership team's meeting pulse. My part of the meeting pulse is I come in for the 90, decide whether you want to work with the work with me and I want to work with you. Then we move to the focus day where we introduce the five focus day tools. Once we discover those five focus day tools and drill down on those, we 30 days later, we as implementers come in for a vision day building number one, where we review the five focus days, make sure that you are mastering them, and then we answer one, two, or three of the first eight questions of the vision traction organizer, which is what is your core values, what is your core focus, and what is your 10-year target? From there, you go back and master the focus day tools, you know, try on your core values, your core focus, and see if the 10-year target is what it's supposed to be. And then 30 days later, an implementer is going to come in and do a vision day building number two, where we make sure that you have mastered the five focus day tools. We will review the first three questions, and then we will answer the remaining five questions. What is your marketing strategy? What is your three-year picture? What is your one-year plan? What are your quarterly rocks? And what are your long-term issues list? Make sure they are clear. From there, we start to meet quarterly, quarter by quarter, and then once a year, we do a two-day annual planning session. And it takes about 2 years. We do that over and over for 2 years until you have mastered EOS. And then our job is to graduate you so you never need us again. So I can introduce you to people who are in the middle of EOS that are doing automotive. I can introduce you to people who are graduates of EOS in automotive, and anywhere in between, let me know. And maybe you can have a show with them to bring it all together, and they will tell you their exact experience with EOS in the automotive repair industry.
That would be fun, because I think we have worked these seven episodes, and I hope you have gotten the buy-in from Barry as to the power and the value of EOS, and it would be really cool to bring some people together that have done it. Hey, this has been great. Thank you so much for our 7-part series on EOS. Fell in love with this thing. So happy that it was you who was the guy that I could go to. Great, obviously, automotive aftermarket legacy guy. Thank you so much, Barry Barrett, certified EOS implementer, for bringing these to us. We're not done talking about EOS. There's more to come. I hope you reach out to Barry. How could they get a hold of you?
Go to the EOS Worldwide website. I'm on there. I got a microsite on there. Click on me, and then you can get a hold of me.
All right, perfect. Thanks so much, Barry.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.